Waste Control Specialists, LLC, operates the low-level nuclear waste storage facility in Andrews County. The company is currently allowed to process waste from Texas, Vermont, and the federal government. But a proposed rule change would allow Waste Control Specialists to import and store waste from other states. And that has environmentalists, like Eliza Brown with the Seed Coalition, worried Texas will become a waste dump for the country.
It's not responsible when this rule could dramatically increase the amount of waste that's coming to the site and increasing the possible threats to the environment and public health.
States would have to meet criteria of the Texas Low-Level Radioactive Waste Disposal Compact Commission before it would be accepted. But Democratic State Representative Lon Burnham of Fort Worth worried about the cost to Texas, from paperwork to processing to storage, even liability risk.
The state of Texas is going to be stuck whenever WCS abandons this project, whether it's 10 years from now or 15 years from now, and they've maximized their profit. They're going to cut and run.
Another concern focuses on the Ogallala Aquifer. Some studies have shown the aquifer could be contaminated should waste seep out. But Jerry Grusak, a professional hydrogeologist, testified that a layer of clay seals the waste safely.
The geology and hydrogeology of this site make it the best I have ever seen for isolation of low-level radioactive wastes from the environment.
The TCEQ agrees groundwater is not at risk. The Compact Commission has the final say on whether the site will accept more waste from more sources. There's another hearing tomorrow in Andrews County, and online comments will be taken until April 13th. Eric Aguilar, KUT News.